back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering what could be the state's first dyslexia-specific legislation. Dyslexia is a reading disorder that affects between 5 and 20% of the population. People with dyslexia have a hard time connecting written words with spoken language.
Last week, families flooded the state capitol to testify in support of a bill that would create a dyslexia guidebook for educators. The testimony was emotional and made the case that action to better serve dyslexic students is long overdue. WUWM education reporter Emily Files listened to the more than 5 hours of testimony. She joins us now to explain more. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Joy.
So what did you hear from the people who were speaking out about this dyslexia legislation?
They were overwhelmingly in favor of it. But the testimony was really about more than just the specific piece of legislation. It was about how painful it is to be a student who struggles to read and a parent of a struggling reader. Here's one example. This is student Shelby Ward from Clinton, Wisconsin. Her dyslexia went unidentified for years, and she hated reading out loud in class so much that she would pretend to be sick so that she would be sent to the nurse's office.
I missed the time in reading class because I was held in a nurse's office complaining of illness. So that I didn't have to read out loud. It took up to fourth grade for me to get diagnosed with dyslexia. I was tested outside of school, so my parents had to pay in out of their pocket. I did not get an IEP plan until I was in fourth grade. It took too long for any child to go without getting help that they needed. Thank you.
And then here's mother Kathy Klein of Madison. Her son is in third grade and he has dyslexia.
I am one of the parents who quit my job and started tutoring my son at home. And I take him out of school early every day to tutor him because he has autism and I can't take him to a private tutor. So I'm doing it. I am the last stance for my son. I am his one chance. But I can do it because I have the money. Thank God I have the money. My son goes to a Title I school in Madison, and there are a lot of kids in his school who are not reading at grade level. And it is just wrong, and it makes me so mad.
So you heard both of them talk about having to go outside of school to get the help that they needed. Shelby went to a private tutor and Kathy started tutoring her son herself and she quit her job to do that. This was a common theme for the families affected by dyslexia. It painted a picture of systemic failures in Wisconsin public schools to recognize dyslexia and properly address it.
The testimony is so powerful and so emotional. And it seems like from both of the stories that we just heard, this is a systemic issue. You know, why is that? Why would schools not address dyslexia?
I'm sure there are differences from school district to school district, but there were several former teachers who spoke at this hearing. And what they said is that their teacher preparation programs at universities and colleges in Wisconsin didn't teach them about dyslexia and how to address it. And they didn't learn about the reading instruction that dyslexic kids need. Kim Feller Janice lives in Fitchburg, and she used to be a public school teacher. She testified last week.
Being a reading teacher and a literacy coach was often very rewarding as I received excellent feedback from parents and administration alike. But after 7 years, I decided to resign. I needed time to reflect and time to figure out why there was always a small group of very bright children who continued to struggle to learn to read even after months and months of intervention.
Did she figure out what was going on with those students?
They were probably dyslexic. And she says as a reading teacher, she wasn't using the right strategies to teach those kids to read. The big picture here is that spoken language comes naturally to most people, but reading is not a natural process. You need to learn how to decode how letters translate into sounds. That's called phonics. some kids pick up reading easily without explicit phonics instruction, but dyslexic kids usually don't. And even though this kind of reading instruction has been proven to be effective with dyslexic students, so many families have to go outside of their schools to get that instruction for their children.
Yeah, that was something that both of the first speakers really pointed out, really emphasized. Why do they have to go outside of the schools?
A lot of schools use reading instruction that tends to leave dyslexic students behind. They might use whole language or balanced literacy methods. And with those methods of reading instruction, there might be some phonics, but the emphasis is reading comprehension and reading for meaning. This debate over whole language versus phonics goes back decades. It was so controversial at one point that it was called the Reading Wars. People testified at this hearing that the reading wars are still playing out in Wisconsin, and that means dyslexic children often aren't getting the instruction that they would most benefit from.
So right now there's a bill before legislators to create a dyslexia guidebook. Would that fix the problem here?
The dyslexia guidebook recommendation came from a study committee made up of lawmakers and members of the public. And a lot of families and experts who testified said it would be a good first step. If the legislation passed, the guidebook would be posted on the Department of Public Instruction website and school district websites. It would be a place for schools and parents to turn for answers, but it wouldn't mandate any changes in the way schools teach reading or in the way that they identify or don't identify dyslexia, which is what seems to be the more deeply rooted issue here. So the lawmakers on the Assembly Education Committee, which heard all of this emotional testimony, a lot of them realized that this guidebook might not be, you know, a fix for the entire problem here. So this is Representative Timothy Rampton.
I've heard quite a bit of testimony today, and one of the things that's really starting to well up in me is the lack of acknowledgement of the word dyslexia in schools.
Absolutely.
Which prevents anything proactive from happening. And so we have this reactive bill thing, but it's not enough based on the previous expression.
So it's possible that legislators might propose some stronger action, maybe something that has to do with teacher training or screening for dyslexia in schools. Either way, this dyslexia guidebook bill, if nothing else, provided some eye-opening testimony about the uphill battle many Wisconsin families face to get dyslexic students the education they need.
Yeah. That's WUWM's education reporter Emily Files with an update on dyslexia legislation that is currently being considered in the state legislature. Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.